this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a group of Taliban insurgents attack a building in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Officials say the building housed a special unit of the Afghan security force responsible for protecting government officials. The attack began Tuesday with a suicide bomber blowing up a vehicle at the entrance. Officials said the ensuing gunfight between the assailants and Afghan security forces left all of the attackers dead. At least 30 people were killed, more than 327 wounded in the incident. Prospects for a political resolution to Syria's civil war dimmed after the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with the Syrian government. The opposition High Negotiations Committee blames the Syrian government for an uptick in fighting that has occurred since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire. Salem Mezlet is their spokesman.
We came to Geneva because we were serious and were keen to really achieve something here in Geneva. But this round, I believe, the problem is because of, you know, what Assad is doing there.
Salem Mezlet. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks Tuesday in New York with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. The discussions were aimed at ensuring that Iran gets the sanctions relief promised in the nuclear accord reached in January. Kerry told reporters that he and Zarif agreed to cooperate to ensure that the nuclear agreement is implemented in the way it is meant to be. Zarif acknowledged progress and said he and Kerry will meet again on Friday. For more on that and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. A rumored soldier swap between Russia and Ukraine seemed to gain new traction Tuesday. Ukraine leader Petro Poroshenko said talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin had produced an algorithm, his words, for freeing an imprisoned Ukrainian pilot, Nadzda Savchenko. The rumors came just one day after a Ukrainian court convicted two Russian soldiers on charges of terrorism and conducting war on Ukrainian soil. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are expected to be the big winners in Tuesday's crucial New York primary. Both could end up with nearly insurmountable leads in the delegate counts. Pre-election polls gave Democrat Clinton a double-digit lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. For the Republicans, Trump's opponents, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, have all but conceded the race in New York to Trump. Both are already campaigning for next week's multi-state primaries. U.S. law enforcement officials say they are being thwarted in solving dozens of criminal cases because they cannot access information stored in encrypted files on cell phones. New York City Police Chief of Intelligence Thomas Galati told a congressional panel Tuesday his officers have the legal right to information in suspects' phones, but not the technical expertise to retrieve it. The debate about whether protecting the public's right to privacy is more important than the need for authorities to gain information has taken on new urgency as companies sell phones with tough-to-crack encryption features. Apple lawyer Bruce Sewell says making phones that let law enforcement access private information hurts consumers.
We have no way of doing that without undermining and endangering the entire encryption infrastructure. We believe that strong, ubiquitous encryption is the best way that we can maintain the safety, security, and privacy of all of our users.
Bruce Sewell. The UN Agency for Refugees reports new fighting and food shortages in some areas of South Sudan are causing thousands to flee their neighborhoods. Lisa Schlein reports.
About 2.3 million people have been forced to flee their homes since civil war broke out in South Sudan in December 2013. More than 670,000 are refugees in neighboring countries. The UN Refugee Agency warns refugee numbers are rising in all of South Sudan's neighbors as fighting spreads to formerly peaceful areas of northern Bahr el-Ghazal and Warab states. The agency says the new refugees create a huge burden in the asylum countries. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
And from the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.